Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Resilient Stories Podcast. I am Dr. Tommy Watson, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from adversity and failure to go and live the best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and sell. You want to learn how to tell and sell your story? Go to tawatson.com under the programs and product page and click on a million dollar business pathway to get yourself started. So, folks, are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Today, I have joining me the one and only Juniper Julian Joy.
Thank you for having me, Tommy. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome, Joy. It is a pleasure and honor to have you on the podcast, and love all the work you're doing out there. Before we get started here, can you tell people who want to follow you, what's the best way to connect with you?
On social media, you can follow me on my website at www.juniperjillianjoy.com. But the best way to follow me, I'm learning socially. But is at author Juniper Jillian Joy. So all Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Awesome. She's made it very, very easy to get a hold of her. Joy, what is your name of your book as well?
It's called The First Story of Intentions, and I'll show it to you right there.
I love it. Get out there and get that book, The First Story of Intentions. And yes, she has an incredible story. So Joy, as you know, we bring amazing people like yourself on our show and have them kind of give us a little bit of their background and talk to us about some of the challenges you faced in your life. You have an incredible story, you know, stemming back from when you're 12 years old. You don't have to go into detail about what took place at 12, but just tell us a little bit about that and how it impacted your relationship with your dad and impact your marriage, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, sure. Please. Sure. Yes. It's always connecting the dots, isn't it? Yes. Sounds like my dog has something to say there. We're always faced with some challenges. So at the age of 12, what happened to me was that I had a family friend that unfortunately, I had a situation to where I was molested by a family friend that happened to be a police officer. Wow. So it was a really tough situation for me to manage there, but God just worked it out. Yeah. I came to a different place because I knew my dogs are gonna bark. The situation with what happened to me was devastating, not only to my family, but you know, to our community. I happened to be one of five little girls that he had done this to. Wow. So what had happened was he would infiltrate the family and groom us. And one little girl, I was very fortunate, but one little girl, I was 12 and she was 15 and she got pregnant. Wow. And so God bless me in that way. But my mother, my father at the time was taking me, I was taking bass guitar lessons and he would take me to my lessons because I was playing bass guitar in church. Uh-huh. And with our church band. And my father was very involved in everything that I was doing. And all of a sudden, because my father loved music too. And when this happened, my father just disowned me. I no longer existed. It was really tough. It's a tough situation for a little girl to go through when you really need your father.
Absolutely.
You know, and my mother became my very best friend. And she talked to me, talked through so many things. There were some things that, of course, you go through physically. My body went into shock. You know, there were just things that I really had to deal with that we were sort of forced to deal with that came from this whole, you know, traumatic experience. But it's really hard when you trust someone around your children. And it's a really hard situation, especially when you grow up. Of course, I was in Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas at the time. And, you know, this was just not something people wanted to talk about. It was kept very quiet. I don't know if any of the families filed, but I tell you what happened. My mother ended up putting me in the car, and we went over there. And I kid you not, my song Bulletproof, I tell this story in my song Bulletproof under my previous name, Tammy Shannon, for anyone that wants to hear it. But it's a very powerful story. But my mother, he was teaching these kids how to hit a baseball bat, these local boys. And my mother told me, don't get out of the car no matter what. And this was after my father had beat me.
Wow.
You know, I don't know if he thought I'd run away or what, but he didn't even ask me. He just grabbed me. But it was a pretty traumatic experience. And my mother told the little boy, I said, lessons are over, children. And this little boy literally walked up and handed my mother the bat that they were playing with. And my mother, I kid you not, she showed me, she did what I felt my father should have done.
Oh.
But my father was, you know, just didn't handle it well.
Yeah.
And my mother took that bat and she went over there and she knocked his feet out from under him. I kid you not.
Wow.
She just kept hitting him with that bat. She told him, she said, you get up, I dare you.
Wow.
He didn't get up.
Uh-huh.
It was like, you know, my mother was the strongest woman, but she was only 5'1". She was a tiny little woman, and he didn't get up. He did not move. But he said, and she told him, she said, you file charges, because he was a police officer. She said, you file charges, and we'll file charges against you.
Yeah.
This won't go well.
Wow.
So it ended, you know, and my mother just said the only reason we weren't filing charges was because I'd been through enough.
Yeah.
What we could not tell was, you know, my father had beat me literally from the backs of my neck for all the way down to my feet.
Wow. Wow.
Blood had come through to my clothes. Wow. He was just furious.
Wow.
So that was probably, I know now, very much more traumatic for me than the molestation itself.
Yeah.
And so it carried into my life.
Yeah. And Joy, I really, really appreciate you having the courage to tell your story. There's so many folks out there who can identify with that as well. And kudos to your mom for being such an amazing
mom. Absolutely. She's amazing.
Yeah, a very amazing mom. I want to fast forward a little bit to now you're in this abusive relationship and you find yourself, you lost 18 pounds, you find yourself in the hospital now. Tell us about that moment, because again, many of us, we go through things in our life and we don't necessarily connect the dots between how we may end up in an abusive relationship and how that may have ties to our past and our childhood. But you
right.
to the breaking point in this relationship where you like, I've had enough. Tell us about that, please.
I don't do anymore. So I was waiting for my last daughter. I knew it was really bad. I was waiting for my last daughter to go to college, and she was a junior in high school at the time. And he was very extremely verbally abusive. And at the time, I didn't really know, you know, I always thought I caused these things, you know, like there's so many people that are watching your show and listen to your podcast that, you know, listening to these amazing resilient stories that they're thinking the same thing. How did I?
Yes.
What do I need to do to stop this behavior? Because we think we're in control and we're not. So what I realized was I just. And as long as it was only hurting me, but what happened.
Hey, Joy, it looks like your reception, your phone is frozen up a little bit. There may be some
issues. That was it.
Reception.
I filed it today.
Yeah.
I just wasn't going to sacrifice my daughters. And it's amazing because what I realized in my life is that my intention, so growing up, your intentions, you know, is to never marry someone, you know, like your father, and never experience those, never let your children experience those situations, right? You want to protect them and make sure they're protected. So we're not following these cycles all over again. But unfortunately, in our lives, if we don't heal, if we don't recognize and heal the childhood trauma that's happened to us, it carries into our adulthood, and our fear of marrying someone like that is bigger than our intention. So yeah, if you look at it, your fear is the size of a watermelon, you know, like these.
Yeah.
And your intention is the size of a grape because you don't understand intentions yet. Absolutely. You're a child, you know, that's you're emotionally stunted in a grown-up body.
Yes.
So you really can't make healthy decisions, and it carried into my relationships. Wow. And it was a disaster. But in 2015, I decided I was going to power myself through and save my 12-year-old self. So yeah. I did.
Yes.
And at that moment, the next day, I went and filed. He said some of the most horrible things I would never say to an enemy.
Wow.
But he had been severed from his job. Mm-hmm. And he was already angry. Mm-hmm. He felt like, now I know I've had the time to really dig through it. Mm-hmm. And in his case, it's never the what, it's the why. And we have to dig to the root of why do we behave this way? Why do we make choices we make? And that's what I had to choose for myself was, why did I attract this into my life? What part of me is not right? You know, and that's where we're literally attracting people that have trauma like us. We truly are when we're in those situations. And I don't blame him. You know, I have, to your point, this isn't, we never play blaming someone. What we have to do is accept our own responsibility for our part in what happened. And we were two people that should have never been married, you know?
Joy, that's a great point, Joy. You know, so as you were looking at coming out of this relationship and transitioning to finding your new inner child, did you have mentors or guides to help you through that process?
I did. I was very fortunate to start working for a Fortune 5 or a dealership at the time.
Okay.
And I was selling memorabilia at the college when they recruited me. And I went to work for some really amazing people that really genuinely cared so deeply for us, you know, not only us, but their clients. And that was amazing for me, where I met my surrogate father. I call him that. His name was Danny.
Uh-huh.
And then Danny moved away, got married and moved away. And then I met my surrogate father, Mark. And what's been amazing in my life, and now I have a surrogate father here, and his name is Greg. And what's been amazing about this and my three surrogate fathers is that, and I call them that because they became my father, you know, like a fatherly figure to me.
Yes.
They were so warm and kind. And what happened was that their daughters were estranged. One of their daughters had become a drug addict, and they were just, that's their only child, was their one daughter, and it was really tough for them. So I became very close to them, and they needed a daughter, and I needed a father. Yeah. You know, my mother was amazing. You know, she was my father and my mother, but I still needed that fatherly figure. And I had these amazing men. And Mark passed away from a massive heart attack. So I lost him.
And
Danny moved away. His wife got cancer and wanted to be closer to her family. And we text, you know, but, and Greg is here in Williamson County. and has three other children that he's been a single father his whole life. And I'm a little older than his oldest daughter, you know, but it's been amazing. And, you know, God blesses us to have amazing people come into our life at the right time when we need it.
Absolutely. And kudos to all those father figures out there who served and supported. Yeah. Well, we need that as well. So I want to take you back to your darkest day in that relationship, because there are people who go through a dark time like that.
Yes.
But they choose to stay. Mm-hmm. Something you said, I'm going to rise up and move beyond this. What was it that became your reason or your why to move on, to say, I gotta keep going, I gotta keep fighting for myself and for my daughter? What right. forced you to say I gotta move on?
Well, I have to address what I'm gonna call the elephant in the room with every parent that is listening to your podcast right now. And that is that, like most parents out there, we think our children aren't paying attention because our children are off playing.
Right.
But our children are very representative of our inner child. So they're off trying to find joy. They're seeking joy, right? Mm-hmm. Peace, love, and joy. That's the inner child in all of us.
Yes.
But children, they act on their inner child, see? So they're over there. That does not mean just because they're over there playing or they're 16 or 18 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It does not mean that they don't hear everything, because they do. They're listening. They're paying attention. They hear it. And unfortunately, in those situations, just like mine, I realized as a parent, when my daughter said she heard everything that my husband, then husband, ex-husband, was saying, I looked at her and I broke down. I literally broke down. See, I spent my life after my mother died in 2000. I didn't cry. Yeah. It was easier for me not to have emotion. Mm-hmm. I became a very logical person, focused on business and raising my beautiful daughters to be healthy and happy and have things I didn't have. Mm-hmm. And my emotions poured into my clients, you know, and my children.
Yeah.
And what I found was that when she said that, it was like literally God hitting me upside the head with a brick, bam. You know, it was a shock. And I said to her, tears just came and we just cried together. And I said, baby, I'm so sorry. And I apologized to my daughters. I said, all of this time, I thought I was being a good example. And I realized I wasn't, because how long have you known about these things? And they told me.
Wow.
And that was very hard to realize, because what I realized at that moment was that I was willing to accept this horrible behavior for me, but I was not willing to accept it for my children.
Yes.
And that was my turning point, was I can't do this. And in protecting my children, I was also taking charge and becoming responsible for my own life changes that I wanted to see.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I thank you so much for being transparent and honest about that as well. That's so powerful. You know, as you look back on this situation, how would you say that whole ordeal kind of shaped you as a person today?
You know what? It taught me so many things about relationships in general, not only ones that we have with, it taught me a lot about friends. I learned who were my friends and who were really not. So I literally learned about every relationship I had in my life. I fired every friend I had, because what happened was I realized that I was attracting, because of my trauma, my unaddressed and unhealed trauma from my childhood, I was attracting some very also emotionally stunted people into my life, and the relationships weren't healthy. So I had to just cut everyone out, because I knew what was happening. I have one friend that has been with me the whole time, and she is she does like spiritual healing, a lot of meditations, And she taught me how to meditate, because when I first, it's amazing. I literally could not sit still meditate because my mind was racing. I was always thinking 20 steps ahead. Mm-hmm. Now I think 20 steps ahead, but it's a very calm and calculated, very stimulating process of joy, peace, love, and joy. That is a very different experience, where now I meditate up to 18 hours at a time, because I'm seeking, I'm seeking inside myself, for myself, to myself. That's what meditation is for.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That is awesome. That is awesome. And again, as you look back today, would you do anything differently?
I would not. I've been asked that many times, even every friend I've ever had and still have, and new friends, mm-hmm. I would not. And simply because had anything in my life happened any differently, and the fight that Tammy Shannon had to fight,
yes,
Juniper Jillian Joy would have never merged ever.
That's right.
Never be myself.
That's right. That is a great, great answer. And folks, I really want you to pay attention that about 98% of the people who ask this question recognize that it's our struggles, it's our past that makes us who we are today. So kudos to you, Joy, for recognizing that as well. So Joy, our final question is, we're coming off of a tough past 2 years for a lot of folks out there. They've lost loved ones, they lost finances, they lost jobs. In many situations, people have lost hope. Right. For those folks who are listening out there right now, what words of advice can you give them to let them know that a better day is going to come?
Well, I love that question, because I'm going to bring my book up again. Mm. The first story of intentions, God woke me up November of 2020.
Wow.
2023 now of 2020 or 2021, November 2021. And my daughters weren't coming for Thanksgiving. And he said to me, the world needs hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I agree.
Yeah.
God said, the world needs to know unconditional love exists, not the limited human conditioned love that is stunted, the ability that doesn't even qualify for life in mm-hmm. some places, right? For healthy people, mm-hmm. some of what people call love. And God said, you're going to write your books. And I said, I've never written a book. So I was scared. But I sat down and I just became a conduit for God to flow through me. And my book is about God's giving hope, faith, and belief back in life for God's unconditional love, because it exists. And it exists within our inner child. Our inner child is what God meant. He gave that gift to us. That is God being inside us, our inner child. And what he did for us with that inner child is it became the gatekeeper to peace, love, and joy in every part of our life. Yeah. And that's what my books are about: hope, faith, belief, and unconditional love.
That is awesome. So folks, if you're struggling out there, we want you to make sure that you know to believe in yourself. There's hope, and you got to know that there's unconditional love out there for each and every one of us. So Joy, as we get to wrap things up, our podcast centers on two things, on resiliency and purpose. What can you leave our audience with around the resiliency and purpose? Last words.
Okay. I would say, for everyone out there, take a deep dive into yourself. Start talking to yourself, asking yourself questions. Are you happy? Is there one thing, anything that you want to change in your life? If you have one thing you want to change, focus on that thing, write it down somewhere, and attach a feeling, an emotion, a joy to it.
Yes.
And find your joy within yourself. Don't expect it from someone else. Everything that you're expecting from someone else, start giving it to yourself. And the moment you do, you will change your own life.
Wow.
It's powerful.
Yes, Wes. Folks, I hope you guys have been inspired by the story of Juniper Jillian Joy. I mean, reach out to her. You're talking about an amazing coach, a consultant, speaker who's been there, done that, author. Get her book. Joy, one more time, if people want to get a hold of you and find out your book, please share that with us again. The name of your book there is.
Get my book on Amazon. It's called The First Story of Intentions. And it looks like this. This is the, I'm holding up the wrong one. This one is a private copy. You can see, not for sale. But The First Story of Intentions, and it's Juniper Jillian Joy.
Yes.
That's through Amazon. And they can follow me at Juniper Jillian Joy on all social media platforms.
That's awesome. Folks, reach out to her. Bring her in. Amazing coach. I want you to download this episode. Share with your folks on social media. If you're a person who's an overcomer out there, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com and share your story with us. And for everyone who's out there, we want to thank you for joining us today. God bless. Peace and deuces.
Yours truly, Dr. Watson.